In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the name of Jesus means God saves, or simply Savior. As is often done in the Old Testament, a person's name indicates his role in salvation history. The epistle today from the book of Acts recalls the miraculous actions of Saint Peter, who cured a cripple at the entrance to the temple in Jerusalem by invoking the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. The man was cured instantly and began to walk and jump for joy. In his defense, Saint Peter said that the following to the Jewish leaders who were questioning him about this, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The name given to Jesus came from heaven. It was given by the archangel Gabriel to Mary. Also, Joseph was told in a dream to name Mary's child Jesus. Joseph did that at the circumcision 8 days after Jesus' birth, as we read in today's very short gospel. The child is the Son of the Most High, the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. This is no ordinary child. It is God Himself in the flesh, who became man to save us. We see from this event in the life of Saint Peter that there is a great power for good in the name of Jesus. Accordingly, the holy name of Jesus is invoked in all the sacraments and official prayers of the Church. We pray constantly through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The power is not just in the letters and sound of the word. The name stands for the person, and in this case, it is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Saint John, in his Gospel, quotes Jesus as saying, "If you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Ask, and you shall receive." Dear friends, the name of Jesus is all-powerful because it designates the mystery, the power, and the mission of the Son of God, who became man to save us from sin and the consequences of sin. To call upon his holy name with faith is to appeal to the infinite merits of his passion, death, and resurrection. And this call is always heard by the Father because it is supported by the infinite merits of Jesus, the Savior. The name of Jesus should be treated with reverence and respect because he is the center of history, the joy of every heart, and the answer to all the desires of the human heart. The name is protected by the second commandment, which tells us not to take God's name in vain. Common sins against the second commandment are blasphemy and cursing. Some people have the bad habit of uttering the holy name of Jesus, often in a daily conversation, in order to shock others and to give a certain emphasis to their vain words. The name of Jesus, says Saint Bernard, is as honey in the mouth, a sweet sound in the ears, and a joy to the heart. How sweet and consoling is the name of Jesus in all the pains and sufferings of this changeable life, but it is sweetest of all at the hour of death. With the name of Jesus on their lips, the saints of God breathed for their thoughts. Jesus was their last prayer, their last sigh. Lord Jesus, receive my soul. This is how Saint Stephen prayed when they were stoning him to death. And so he died in peace. He died in the Lord. Jesus, my love, cite the holy martyr Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch, as they led him to his death, to be torn asunder by the wild beasts. When they ordered him to deny the name of Jesus, he replied quietly and firmly, "I will never cease to utter his name, and if you could prevent me from pronouncing it with my mouth, you could not efface it from my heart." Confessing the most holy name of Jesus, and whilst pronouncing the same most fervently, the holy bishop, Saint Ignatius, died the glorious death of a martyr. In America, we do not forget the example given by our martyrs, Saint Isaac Jogues, Saint Antoine David, Saint John de la Lande. Last word on the lips of the young martyr, René Goupil, was Jesus. After being dealt a mortal blow from a tomahawk by an Iroquois Indian, René Goupil uttered the holy name of Jesus before he lost consciousness. Dear friends, we should pray as we pray at the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. Blessed be the name of Jesus. During the day, we should invoke the name of Jesus by saying Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. O most sacred heart of Jesus, I implore that I may ever love thee more and more. Or the famous Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.